the question. What is it internally that I don't want? More than that, what is it that I am internally moving away from? Lo and behold, I discovered that my sense of desperation was actually keeping me from feeling despair, from a complete absence of hope. Losing hope is the most intense feeling of powerlessness in the range of human emotions. Some part of me was convinced that slipping into despair meant death. So that part of me had to be resisting despair in order to survive. I could say that I decided to be brave that day, but really I had just given up hope. I was standing on the edge of a precipice. I was emotionally exhausted from almost 13 years of torture. Despair was like a tornado that chased me no matter where I ran, and I was tired of running. I wanted death. And so I did the opposite of what I had always done. I turned around and I ran straight into the tornado. I committed emotional suicide. I didn't know what would happen, but I did it anyway. I was in for a surprise. For a moment, I drowned in the misery of heavy anguish. It felt like I was being crushed, bruised, and broken. I took a breath. Instead of pulling away from it, I went deeper. I gave the feeling permission to consume me. I allowed it as if it had a valid reason to be there. And soon, like sun rays penetrating the depths of the ocean, I experienced a lightness of being. I felt relief. The fear of the feeling itself was evaporated by my choice to dive into the feeling instead. I spent some time basking in that relief. It was the first time in my life that I had not abandoned myself. At that point, I had no idea why what I had done worked. I just knew that it did. And so I tried it again and again. I tried it almost every time I was confronted with an uncomfortable feeling that I was tempted to run away from. Eventually, I managed to escape from the man who had stolen my childhood, and for years after that, I tried to heal. In the years that followed, I tried to understand exactly why the technique I stumbled upon had worked. Once I understood how I actually healed myself, I realized this was a breakthrough that could really change the world. The timing could not have been better. So many souls in this world need healing, and I had discovered that it all starts with really feeling our emotions. In the womb, we humans felt sensations from the world before we even saw it. When we first come into this life as tiny babies, we experience the world entirely through felt perception. As we proceed through life, we carry this emotional tone of our childhood into our adulthood. It's a learned vibrational state that we build upon and add to. In essence, we learn to relate to people through this emotional tone. This is positive if the emotional tone of our childhood is positive. But if the emotional tone of our childhood is negative and painful, this negative and painful emotional state will be the filter through which we perceive the world as adults. It will be the emotional baseline trauma that we never seem to get over. We will spend our lives trying to fix ourselves with little to no success. In my case, I attended trauma therapy for 5 years with a few therapists who specialized in ritual trauma. I was exposed to the typical modalities and the most up-to-date therapies within that field, and I figured out what worked and didn't work. While working with traditional trauma therapy, I was introduced to the concept of inner child work, and it was a revelation for me. The theory behind inner child work as a healing modality is that all people on earth hold within themselves the essence of the children we once were. As we matured, one part of us grew up, but the other part stayed a child. This inner child symbolizes our emotional selves. Regardless of your childhood experiences, good or bad, the adult part of you grew up, despite not getting everything it needed as a child. Therefore, your adult self holds the key to healing. But when I was in trauma therapy myself, the way I was doing inner child work never made me feel complete. It wasn't until I already had a successful international career as a spiritual luminary that I came to completely understand why the technique that I had discovered in the mind space worked, and why inner child work worked. And even more importantly, and this is the crux, how they fit together. I realized that I had found the Holy Grail. I began to design a process, one that would help make even the most wounded and fractured person whole again.